The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
You want some pull?
Yeah, give me some pull.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
At the
they
club,
all suck ball.
Yeah.
He is just the definition of. But also, I think I'm awesome.
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is. I am an ignorant boob, and I can squirt from a distance. I can squirt worse than yes.
America, yes. Bad on it, bad on it, America, yes. Suck ball, yes. Yeah, flags, learning people, no.
I do knew that.
A little drama here with
Grandma?
Old Aaron Rodgers.
What's going on?
So they look great. I don't know if you're watching any
14
of this.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, their offense does look great. And we talked about it earlier. They've coming out in basically three tight end sets. Like, this is the trend in the NFL, is running these jumbo packages. But after they scored their second touchdown, they came off the field. There is some great close-up footage of it. And Saleh goes to hug Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers slaps his hands down, puts his hands on his chest so he can't hug him, looks at him and says, I mean, it's a tense moment, and says something to him.
What'd he say?
I don't know.
The hell's going on?
Someone's good, because you can clearly read his lips, so
what
someone
the
out
hell?
There is going to be able to read what he said.
What an exciting time.
It is not a happy,
oh.
I mean, they're dominating this game. I don't know what
Yeah, they look good.
I don't know what he's pissed about, but it is, you ever go to hug someone and then just have him be like, yeah, no.
All the time with my wife.
I mean,
I want is love.
It is weird. There is
so Robert Saleh, first coach fired.
I'll tell you what, it's not great between him and shocker. Aaron Rodgers isn't getting along with someone. I don't know what he's pissed about. It's 14-0. They look great.
I bet he's right though.
Oh,
I think Saleh's kind of an idiot.
I think Saleh wants him to get vaccinated against something. Saleh told him that he was voting for Robert Saleh before in his headset's like, Kennedy's an idiot. Rodgers is like, yeah,
China,
not dealing with this crap.
Man, do I have something great here.
What do you got?
Well, I have two studies. One involves dream scrolling, and we will talk about that one.
What is dream scrolling?
Next. Well, it's like when you're scrolling through your phone mindlessly. They call it dream scrolling.
Oh, okay.
You know, we all do it.
Sure.
Or social media. I'd say scrolling through your phone. Like,
yeah.
you're scrolling through crap.
Yeah.
But first, a new study says that people who like loud exhaust are psychotic.
Boy, look, did you go searching for this?
No, actually, it was sent to me by a listener, and I couldn't be more pleased.
This is like anti-muffler propaganda on your part.
Listen, dude,
this is
a real study.
Yeah, this is you coming after loud muffler guy.
Well, yeah, loud muffler guy's a douchebag, and someone needs to come after him. Nobody talks about this except for me.
You are very brave.
It's needlessly annoying and disruptive, and it's unnecessary noise pollution, and it's a remarkably inconsiderate display of douche-nozzery.
I always thought that was like the way you referred to kids, but, you know.
It is. Selfish and disruptive.
Same thing.
Yeah, this is annoying and disruptive.
Okay.
But, you know, some cars and some motorcycles, not all, there are varying degrees of this, but some of them are shockingly loud.
Yes.
And it should be illegal. It is the top of my platform. It makes no sense. It serves no purpose other than to make that insecure dude feel better about himself. And I'm not even sure how it does that. It's such a waste and is so annoying.
I love how passionate you are about
this. I hate it so much.
And now there's a study to back up the fact that these people are psychopaths.
They're psychopaths. Listen close, loud muffler guy. A new study by Western University in Ontario says that if you've got a car with a modified exhaust system, odds are you're a guy and probably also psychotic and sadistic. Should I continue?
Please.
Oh, that's not enough for you?
No.
It was for me. I was like, yep. Slapping a cherry bomb glass pack on your Monte Carlo doesn't necessarily mean you're a Ted Bundy-level psycho, but the data points to a personality that enjoys inflicting unpleasantness on others. Aha!
Is that any different than someone that plays really loud music?
Aha! This study, titled A Desire for a Loud Car with a Modified Muffler, is predicted by being a man and higher scores on psychopathy and sadism, was commissioned by Professor Julie Aitken Shermer.
Okay. She sounds like a lot of fun.
Who heard many a loud car in London, Ontario, and wondered what kind of person would want their car exhaust to be this loud. Thank you, Julie.
This is your siding with, you're siding with Buck's wife right now.
Dude.
This is the sort of thing that Mrs. Buckley's like, I'm taking this to the city council.
I can't be the only one who thinks this. It's so obnoxious, especially at 5 a.m. She probably could have saved a lot of time by simply looking up Cadillac Escalade 5 registrations.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. The study group comprised 529 undergrad business students who were asked whether they thought loud cars are cool, whether they viewed their cars as an extension of themselves, and if they would modify their own cars to make the exhaust louder. Further, each participant took a short, dark personality survey. Oh, sorry. Dark tetrad personality survey to assess a predilection toward general malice and belligerence, psychopathy, narcissism, manipulativeness. Somewhat surprisingly, the straight pipe crowd did not score high on narcissism, indicating that the appreciation of stridently broadcast internal combustion isn't motivated by, hey, look at me. It's more like, hey, listen to my Nissan, whether you like it or not, bitch. Thank God. This is great.
Finally, Rob's getting the pushback that he's been yearning for.
We're finally getting some actual evidence that these people are insane and should be stopped. If you're wondering what sort of other affinities might be predicated by high scores in sadism and psychopathy, the study says that those sorts of traits have also shown up in responses asking if the participant had intentionally started an illegal fire.
Oh. Now they're putting everyone in jeopardy. Everybody. Fires?
Illegal fire guy is loud muffler guy. Unbelievable. And yet, totally believable.
There is. My buddy was, when we were up in Canada, my buddy told me this. And I did look it up. It's a true thing. You'll appreciate this. You know what New York City is doing? Have you seen this?
Well, they have big noise ordinance.
Yeah, New York's big into this.
Yeah, because they're all living right on top of each other and crap's loud.
So there was a big story, because up in Vancouver, BC, there's a lot of exotic cars. Whenever you go up there, there's a lot of money up there in Vancouver. So you see... more so than any place I've seen, you see, Ferraris, McLarens, all these really high-end cars. And so my buddy was like, hey, look at that. I think it was a McLaren. And he goes, that car right now is at the center, because you can hear this thing coming from a mile away. And he goes, that's at the center of this big controversy in New York. There's a guy fighting the system. So I guess it's a supercar. It's like almost $1 million. But it's one of the loud, it's something stupid, like a V12 or whatever, and it's super loud.
Does it have to be that loud?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, they don't mean for it, it's just the way it is. Like, the carbon fiber and the engine, everything, it just rumbles. I mean, it's incredible. You're like, holy crap. And in New York, they now have, traffic cameras that take photos, they have sound cameras now.
Yeah.
So that if you're in New York and you trip, I think it's like 85 decibels, if you trip... that it'll take a photo of your car, it knows that it's yours, and you can get a ticket, and it's an expensive ticket for noise ordinance. And every time you get a ticket, it goes up and up. So I think the top fine is like 200 or 2,000 and something, between two and three grand for repeat offenders.
Good.
Well, the guy buys this car, right? Rich guy in New York, and he keeps tripping the camera.
Fine as ass.
And so they keep giving him these tickets, and he's now suing, saying that he is not making the car this loud. This is a production car.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he is not subject to it, because the whole point is for people trying to make their car louder.
Fair point.
And so he is locked in this bitter dispute that may go all the way
to the Supreme Court.
I don't know if it'll ever get to the Supreme Court, but it might get to the New York Supreme Court,
because
he's refusing to pay the fine.
I can't wait to see what the court says about that. Now, he's got a point about that.
Yeah.
But
So that dude spent almost $1 million on a car.
Still.
And every time he drives in the city, and he's not revving the engine or whatever, it's just he's just driving the car normally, and it's tripping these sensors.
Okay, he's still a douche for buying the car. One, you just paid $1 million for a car. And two, you're in New York City. What? You're stopped in traffic. Like, you're that car's doing nothing cool but annoying everyone. Again, go back to the study. These are people that like to get under your skin.
Yeah. Well,
and that should be stopped.
That kind of makes sense because, like, motorcycles to me are the same way. Like, motorcycles are super loud. And yes, I think motorcycle guy, whether it's the dude riding the crotch rocket or the Harley Davidson guy, I think they love being the outcast that want to give
personality.
That's their personality.
And this set, this goes on to say, now they didn't study trucks and motorcycles, they just did cars. But this goes on to say that Shermer speculated that a similar study focusing on trucks would point to even more psychosis, since other studies have already shown that larger vehicles are already perceived as more aggressive. And so if both larger and louder car items had been included, the correlations with sadism and psychopathy may have been even greater.
This is all you need to know. They're eating the dogs and they have loud cars.
They're eating the pets.
You have to stop it now. By the way, New York, first time offense for this, $800.
Okay.
$800.
Dude, I love it.
Repeat offenders, $2,500. Dude, that is a...
I love it.
That is a serious ass ticket.
Yep.
I thought my $300 jaywalking ticket was offensive. $800 for a loud car.
That's right.
I guess that guy McLaren has just racked him up. He just keeps getting them. He's like, screw you. I bought a car.
It just makes zero sense. It really, it's so needless. so needless. And I live on a busy area, so I bring some of this on myself, right? Yeah. Like, I get it. I mean, I don't do anything about it. I just sit and bitch on the radio about it. But I have come to recognize the sound, the different, there's probably four or five of them in my neighborhood. Like, I feel like it's constant, but it's not. It's the same cars coming and going.
Sure.
Right? And I've begun to recognize which ones they are. And you better believe I have a list.
You know.
I know.
You know.
And I'm looking at who's in there. Mm-hmm. I've tried to, you know, I see, you know, walking the dog or whatever. I'm looking at them. And they're always male. And they're always young. And they're always, shockingly, kind of nerdy.
Yeah, I can see
they're dorky
that.
Guys.
It's Tokyo Drift guy. You know,
going home buying some crypto.
He's seen one too many Fast and the Furious movies.
Yeah.
I live on one, like, I live one street off of, or like, one house off of the people race it because it doesn't have any speed bumps.
And I also say the cars are never nice?
Ours are always the little, like, they do the souped up, like, Subarus and
exactly.
Hondas. But yeah,
not that nice.
Late at night, I hear the road in front of my house because there's no speed bumps, and they just blow this. Yeah, I hear it all the time, and it's always the same cars. Yeah, it's they're never nice. Like, it's never a McLaren or a Ferrari. It's a 92 Civic that someone has put some ground effects on, and you know,
ground effects, cool.
There's a big spoiler
loser
on there.
Yes, on your neon blue Honda.
There's a lot of those.
You effing douchebag.
A lot of Subarus.
The Subaru WRX is a big one. They love that one. And there's a, believe it or not, I guess there is a Ford Focus, like, racing car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ford made a Focus a couple years ago, like an RS or something. It's like it's a souped up Focus, and people love it.
There was a teacher in Hawkinson who had the Subaru WRX, and you could hear that thing coming 3 miles away. He was a teacher.
Yeah, people love it.
Teacher. Parent.
So obnoxious.
Parent of multiple kids.
All right.
Get out and race them in your Leaf, Rob.
The most important study ever conducted right there. All of them have small penises. Every one of them.
And psychopaths.
Yep. How much dream scrolling are we actually doing? And a study on that next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Double Sun Power!
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what's going on with Rodgers and Sala, and it doesn't seem like anybody knows.
No, that's...
Everybody's like, just speculating.
Again, someone's going to ask, and then Rodgers is going to be all pissy. about it. And, but someone eventually is going to read the lips, you know?
He probably just didn't like him. And Rogers doesn't give an F. He's 40. How old is he? 41?
I think he's older than that, isn't he?
Is he? He doesn't care. It's like, who is this guy? Get out of my way. Let me do my thing. I'm Aaron freaking Rogers.
There's a podcast I started listening to today. I think it was on, was it The Ringer or whatever? They're doing like a 30-minute thing on the evolution or de-evolution of Aaron Rodgers, and it was just kind of an insight and how he got here. And it was, I listened to about 10 minutes of it, and then I got to work.
Well, he's insane.
It was kind of interesting to kind of see how it all, like, you get, like, it's a progress, you know. They talk about the events that kind of led to him being, you know, all Aaron Rodgery.
The average...
He's 40. He'll turn 41 this year.
The average American spends nearly 2.5 hours a day dream scrolling, which is looking at dream purchases or things they'd like to buy or do one day.
Okay.
I mean, we all dream scroll.
Yes. I do it all the time. I dream scroll houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll go on Zillow.
Like on Zillow.
Yeah, well, and we're, you know, we've been flirting with the idea of moving to Portland for a while. But even before that, I always like, I don't know, that's probably, if I had to dream, say, the one thing that I do more than if it's like what you want to do, it would be that. I'm always intrigued by that. I just like looking at houses. Even the ones that I can't afford, but I usually try to keep it somewhat in my budget where it's like, what if I just made a little bit more? But I don't look at like the $2 million home.
Why not?
I don't know.
I
like to keep my dream scrolling like on this side of like absurd, you know. Like, it's like it, some of the stuff is like, yeah, that's not going to happen, but at least it's like somewhat reasonable. Like if I got hit by a truck and called the advocates, maybe then I could, you know.
Advocateslaw.com.
Yeah, then I could do it. I could buy all the pub beer I want and move into that house.
I love that. Someone the official said, beer of cheap fun.
Damn right. And what's this cheap fun? Like getting hit by a truck and then suing for lots and lots of money. Someone said, I'm not a social media guy, but I believe listening to your show is my form of dream scrolling. You long to be us?
We got a little bit of that.
Yeah,
we just kind of take you off into...
Yeah, in the background.
Something needless.
What do you scroll?
Well, not much. I'm not on social media. I'm still on the tweets because of the show, so I scroll that looking for sports content. Mm-hmm. Mainly, or there's political stuff, or you know, whatever. That's mainly, it's just like a news feed, you know,
sure.
Like what's going on in the world. I look at that,
yeah.
But I actively try not to just mindlessly do it. And sometimes I will have to catch myself. I'm like, what are you doing? You're just scrolling,
yeah.
Stop.
Because
that's part of why I quit social media, yeah. Is I found myself like scrolling through all this crap and never seeing anything good and going, what are you doing? You're wasting your life.
I'll do it, but mine is usually before I go to bed. Because the BTJ insists that I be in bed with her, even though she goes to sleep like way earlier than me. So I'll just sit there at night, and that's, you know, kind of roll through there. I know people do that sometimes, like even like with dating apps or like on porn sites or whatever. They just sit there and they don't even do anything. They'll just sit there and roll through. It's the same sort of thing. They're like, oh, man, Will's smiling right now.
I do it for workout videos. Yeah. I know Rob was going to hate that, and that's why I started smirking, because like that's what I do before I go to bed. It's like, ooh, tomorrow's back day. What could I do?
Oh, my God.
Everyone scroll has, through.
Do you have a loud muffler on your car, too?
No, I drive a Camry. I'm not a jerk.
Well, anyway, we all do it to some extent. And this study is talking about who does it and how often. But what's interesting about this is they say most people would think it's just wasting your time. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Sure.
But a whopping 71% say it is time well spent.
Really?
And it's a habit that motivates them to reach their financial goals.
Oh, okay. So it's like a dream board sort of thing. Like, I want to get here.
Well... It's actually looking at things that they dream of having. So yes, that's part of it. Is like, oh, I want that. I have to work harder or make more money to get that. The other is people say that it helps them avoid making unplanned purchases, and it helps them be smart with their money.
Huh.
and better plan to achieve their financial goals.
I would think that's the exact opposite. But and is it possible that those people are just lying to themselves?
Yes, it is. Because I think people lie to themselves about money a lot.
I think there's nothing that human beings do better than lie to themselves.
Nearly 7 in 10 see dream scrolling as an investment in themselves and an outlet for them to envision what they want out of life. 4 in 10 respondents say they regularly spend time picturing their ideal retirement, including age, location, and monthly expenses.
See, and this to me is just that's the definition of horse bleep. You can say that's what it is, but that's not helping you get to retirement. That's not, no, I don't, I just think that is what we tell ourselves. That way we don't realize, we don't accept the fact that we've spent 4 hours of your day with your head up your ass doing nothing productive. You know, if you really wanted to be better, you would spend that money, you would spend that time making money, or spend that time, you know, learning a skill that's going to get you to retirement. Dreaming about retirement doesn't help you get there.
It helps me get a more full back when I find a new exercise to use. Valid also point. Working on recipes.
Hey, why don't they live stream your workouts?
If you would like someone to follow me around with a video camera, I am all for it.
Sure, there's a market for that.
I'll start taking off. No, I'll tuck my shirt up. I'll start wearing the white tank top around everywhere.
Dude, it is amazing the number of people that film themselves at gyms.
No
dude,
way.
There's tripods up.
It's uncomfortable. All the time. I saw a dude doing like a whole like YouTube video once. Yeah. He had a sign and everything, had his tripod out and around. It's like, okay.
Somebody said I can spend hours watching IG reels. Sometimes it's better than regular TV. Well, that's the kids. The kids don't watch TV.
No.
They just scroll through stories.
Yes.
We do not.
Yeah,
I don't watch any TV.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting because I see what my kids, you know, I'll be in the same room with them or like sitting next to them. I'd be kind of peek at what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they're scrolling through all that stuff. Some of that stuff's pretty funny.
Sure.
And good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while they'll forward something to somebody else and get a chat going or whatever. Yeah. That's their new, like, I don't find that all that meaningless.
No.
You know, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's not what we used to do or have access to, but this says 1 in 5 respondents scroll through dream home lists.
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's what you do.
That's what I do.
Some are just browsing through vacation destinations. Others, beauty or self-care products. My wife does that. Mm-hmm. And items for their pets. Many others spend time looking at clothing, shoes, accessories, gadgets, and technology.
Yep. And can we just be honest in there? Like, for every guy, it's half of that is just hots. Dude, just scroll hots.
Me, I've got a lot of golf content.
Yeah.
In my feed.
Yeah.
I do too, but it's Paige. It's all Paige.
Paige.
Sporanic.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, like,
she's got the big up tops.
Yeah, dude. Half the dude. I'll sit there at the gym. The gym is where I see most people because it's just, you know, it's where you're at, and it's you just kind of look around. Dude, I see dudes on there, and 90% of the time that I look at someone's phone as you walk by, they're scrolling hots. It's not someone scrolling a back workout. There's just some dude sitting on a leg extension, and he's just scrolling hots. And I just chuckled to myself. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess you got time in between sets. Stare at some up tops.
You can't get on Instagram or Twitter anymore at the gym. You'll get caught. There's too much out there.
Gen Zers spend the most time dream scrolling.
Yeah.
3 hours a day.
Go us.
That doesn't surprise me.
Boomers.
Well, if if you were our age, you killed 3 hours watching TV, and that would, and this is just their version
exactly.
of it.
Same thing.
My son watches nothing. He is a 100% his entertainment. I even asked him. I dropped him off at school, and he did not bring a TV. And I was like, dude, don't you want to bring one of the TVs? He goes, nah. He goes, I have my monitor. And I was like, you don't want the TV? He goes, Dad, I don't watch TV. He goes, anything I do is on my monitor. And I was like, oh. I was like, yeah, makes sense. I didn't even own a TV. Like, the idea of him sitting down to watch a show is such a foreign concept to him. He just, nothing. No one said a full feed of golden doodles. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my wife does that.
My mom does that. My algorithm is all screwed up. It's like hots, golf,
dogs,
workouts, golf, dogs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I follow a bunch of Akitas. I follow a bunch of raccoons.
Do you follow like people that are Instagramming for the Akitas?
Oh, just, yeah, just people. That there's a...
You're following Miss Peaches?
No, there's just... People have, like, Akita appreciation, like, pages where it's just Akita dogs.
Yeah.
And, like, the other one, like, bulldogs. Like, the dogs that I had. And, like, sometimes I'll scroll through and it makes me sad because both my bulldogs are dead now. So I'll scroll through and I'll be like, oh, my God. I'll admit it, I've gotten choked up a time or two. Looking at, like, one looks like Crumb, one looks like my old bulldog. I'm like, oh, my... get a little tear in my eye. I'm like, oh, boy. Mm. Then you just scroll and find another hot, and then you feel better about yourself. You're like, all right. Some Asian gal doing remedial squat thrusts. You're like, I feel better now. Good.
But it is true. Let's not act like sitting down and watching Archie Bunker is any better than scrolling through IG reels.
Exactly.
You know, because the boomers will be like, you did it.
So anyone our age that bitches about what the young people do, you do a version of it. You just don't.
You just don't recognize
it. You just don't recognize
it. It's like that famous picture where it's like... Oh, everybody's always got their head buried in their phones.
Yeah.
Well, and then somebody posts a photo of a train in the 1950s. Every single person had their head buried in the newspaper. It's the same damn thing.
Exactly.
I just had one of the football coaches at Hawkinson text me. He follows a panda page.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Wait, what is...
Shout out to Casey Powers. No, it's like pandas.
Have you ever seen pandas in the zoo? They're always like falling down and like, how are these things not extinct yet? Yeah, they're great. Dude, I love panda pages. They're amazing.
Dude,
sometimes they make you just like you can feel good. I got another buddy of mine that's just TikTok. He's a TikTok scroller. He just sits there and it's just TikTok after TikTok. The only thing you got to be careful about that is, dude, like that thing can rope you in, and before you know it, like 2 hours have gone by. You're like, whoa. Like, there's a limit to mine, and then I'm kind of like,
what is okay? Explain something.
Yeah.
What is the difference between... I know the difference between the apps,
mm-hmm.
but, like, what if I'm scrolling Instagram versus mm-hmm. TikTok?
TikTok is all videos.
But isn't Instagram kind of all videos now?
No, if you're looking at people's reels or stories...
That's what I mean.
But a lot...
So it's the same thing.
No, but Instagram posts, different. People just post things. And Instagram, you can write captions, and where TikTok is literally... all videos.
But Instagram,
Instagram has no nudity.
What? Why? Instagram, if I'm not mistaken...
That's why it's all on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's awful in terms of just, like, I never read, like, the comments or anything. It's just really bad. Should. Instagram is kind of a... It's not like that, right? It's still a very... Like, people are cool and nobody really...
It can be a cesspool, but it's probably the tamest of those.
Is TikTok better? Or worse.
TikTok's
way
bad.
Worse.
TikTok's bad.
Oh,
way
people's
worse.
Comments and stuff.
Oh yeah, dude.
Dude, TikTok is rough.
Not good.
No. TikTok is like a video game chat room. It's bad.
Instagram is also more used for like you meet someone, you ask for their Instagram, so you have an idea of what's going on before you go into the date.
Yeah, Instagram is more like, hey, check out how kick-ass my life is. TikTok is more like, how screwed up can I? You know.
Will, are you on Be Real?
No, but I know what that is.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest social media site.
Yeah, well, it's... We do it... Well, I don't...
You're on Be Real, but you're not on Twitter?
No, I'm not on it. Okay. But my wife and my future daughter-in-law mm-hmm. do it from time to time. They'll be like, Be Real for kink.
Well, yeah, because it tells you when to post.
Yeah, it basically sends you a message that says you have to post what you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. The idea being... Oh, you're going to sanitize this and make your life look all that great.
Yep.
Well, no, Be Real is like, take a picture of what you're doing right now and who you're with right now.
That's it.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And everybody does that. And then you look at them and then you're like, oh, she's cheating on me.
Oh.
Wait, who's that guy?
I got to post it. It's on Be Real. I don't have a choice.
Is that Shaq? Yeah, the fan really should leave X. We really should. But, yeah. That's above my pay grade.
It is.
Do we have to break?
I think we desperately.
We are way over.
Desperately?
Desperately.
Mm.
Kick little ass. Rock, slide, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Jets up 14-3 at half. Nemec coming up next.
I think the Patriots have 40-ish yards in the first half. Which, remember you were saying offensive football, you know, not looking good right now? I give you the New England Patriots. Let me see what actually they put up. Offense has been a little rough. Yeah. That is 18 plays for 40 yards in the first half.
Ooh.
They have 11 passing yards on 7. Hey, completing 70% of their passes, 7 for 10.
That's the new NFL right
for
there.
For 11 yards. How do you go 7 for 10? I guess sacks, right? You know. So deadly, it's a 7 for 10 for 36 yards, which is so much better. He's just been sacked 3 times.
Yeah, they're showing that Rodgers Saleh exchange here.
Have we figured out what that is yet?
I mean,
clearly it doesn't look good.
It could be interpreted as Rodgers has that kind of intense, like, let's win this growl, you know, kind of stare.
Too early to be hugging.
I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one to. Like,
I just don't think it's a good look when someone goes to hug you and you shove them away and then mean mug them and say something.
Well, I think what he was doing. It's just that football high tee move, you know, like, ooh, yeah. Don't hug me, yeah.
I need a loud muffler on my car. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, I'm a psychopath.
Hell yeah.
I think that's what it was. It doesn't look like it. Like,
it doesn't look bad.
It doesn't, to me, look as bad as you described it. It looks more like it's misinterpreted.
Sure.
Because okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think he's just. He's like, let's go. You know that he's in that kind of mode.
Sure.
Like tough guy.
Well, I'll just say when I first saw the clip of it, it didn't look good. I was like, oh boy. Like, just scored your second touchdown. You should probably be feeling pretty good. And not so much. But I don't know.
Who cares?
Is it possible that Saleh's an ass and Rodgers is a bigger ass?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. For sure. Okay, we got a break. We will tee up Andrew Nemec's big show coming up next on The Fan.
Just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Fun Power!
All right, well, I don't have anything else.
What do you want from us?
What do you want from us?
Got Andrew Nemec coming up next. We should just bring in Nemec and he can tease.
Did he cut his hair? Did you cut your hair?
Did you cut your Jesus hair?
Hair is cut. Yeah. Looks nice.
Cut his hair.
He was on the phone to some high school kid, so, you know.
Yeah, no way.
Coming up
That's
next
what he does.
On Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, some high school kid. Probably some big deal high school kid. That probably makes more money than you and me now.
Are you ever a big deal in high school? I mean, I know you think you are.
No, there's big deals in high school.
Are there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's Olympic champions that are in high school.
That's true.
If you win a gold medal at the Olympics and you're in high school, the best skateboarder in the world is some wiener kid that's like 12.
He's really?
Like, yeah. He like he
Where does he live?
I don't know.
Trying to Dan Campbell him?
You what?
He asked where he lived. Trying to Dan Campbell him?
What's his address?
He was like 12 years old, and he did something that no one else had ever done before. He was doing like Tony Hawk stuff. He's like 12. Video game nerds, like the best video game players in the world, they're like 13, 14 years old. If you want to feel old, I saw a thing on 60 Minutes once, and they said by the time you're like 19, your brain is too slow to be an elite game player.
Yeah.
Like the fast twitch, like it's
yeah.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, when you're like 13, 14 years old, they said your brain is just, it's faster. And by the time you reach a certain age, like you're 21, and these professional gamers are like, yeah, I'm a little over the hill and can't keep up with the youngsters anymore. And you're like, oh, my God. How does it feel to be 21 and, like, you're put out to pasture? And you're playing, like, in, like, the senior leagues. You want to talk about feeling old. You ever do that? Like, all of a sudden you're competing against a kid, and you're like, what is happening here? It's embarrassing. Are you right over there?
No.
No? Are you depressed because you're old?
Kind of.
You're going to go home and turn on the Golf Channel and put on some... Like, do you put on dark socks just to watch the Golf Channel? Like, maybe throw on some, like, Birkenstocks?
No,
Slippers,
yeah.
You really wear slippers?
Well, they're not slippers. I don't know what you would call them.
Are you wearing Hey Dudes?
Hey Dudes? No.
Nemec. That's what the slippers are.
Nemec wears Hey Dudes. He tried to tell me that they were cool.
They're not. A lot of guys wear them.
Hey, yeah, I've seen a lot of Hey Dudes. A
lot of blue collar workers
there's
like
a lot
Hey
of
dudes.
Dudes that shop at Costco, too. It doesn't mean that it's good. Like loungewear. I was the other day I was listening to Dirt and Sprague, and they were baffled that people sleep naked.
Really?
Yeah. Dirt has sleep shorts. Like, he has shorts specifically for sleeping, and both Dirt and Sprague were blown away by the fact that, like, I think it was, like, Dirt said he had, like, or Sprague, one of them, said they had a cousin that sleeps nude, and they could not fathom it.
I sleep in shorts, but I know a lot of people who sleep nude, and sometimes I'll sleep nude.
I refuse to wear anything to bed. Like, why would you, I will never, I was the exact opposite. I was like, why would you put on clothes to go to bed? You're literally going to bed.
It's gym shorts. It's comfortable.
You know what's comfortable? Not wearing shorts. Like, I will never understand.
What if you have a sneak attack fart? Then it ruins everything.
What? Are you crapping the bed?
I'm not. I have shorts.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's not a problem in my life.
Not yet.
Have you sharted the bed before? Because that's a new one for me.
That's an irrational fear that I think Nimic. That naked people should have.
Nimic's looking at me just shaking his head like, thanks for the lead-in.
Do you sleep nude?
No.
No.
I have shorts.
You have specific sleep shorts?
No, they're just like, they're just comfortable.
Oh.
Shorts.
See, that's the thing is everyone's like, oh, they're really comfortable. And I'm like, but it's still wearing clothes. The most comfortable thing you can do is not wear clothes.
Well, not to everyone, Jason.
But it's literally, the comfort is so you're not wearing something that's uncomfortable. But if you don't wear clothes, how can you be more comfortable than that?
I think maybe it's the feeling of just being naked is uncomfortable for people.
I think people are uncomfortable in their bodies.
Well, it's just the feeling of being naked is uncomfortable for some people.
See, that's fascinating to me.
So they don't feel right sleeping naked.
Yeah.
Or perhaps they feel like they will be taken advantage of by the person sleeping next to them.
I want to be taken advantage of. Maybe that's why I'm naked.
Stay out of my pants.
I guess.
But if I don't have any pants on.
But isn't that weird that as human beings, we've literally been conditioned to be uncomfortable being naked?
Mm-hmm.
Not the free swinging Euros.
An expose on that from Big Souk tomorrow.
Yeah. Let it hang.
Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Friendships of Spain.